Hello, I'm Candice and welcome to the first ever podcast masterclass on how to build the empire of your dreams. I'm here with Charlotte Lepore, who is the brains behind the upcoming masterclass on the 26th of September, and we're here to tell you all about how you can get involved and what you can expect. Enjoy!
So I'm Charlotte Lepore. I started in my industry, in the beauty industry, 5.5 years ago. I started in microblading, just as like a part-time thing to earn a little bit of money. I then progressed on to other treatments and started working with the salon, and I soon kind of realised that actually you can earn a lot of money from this industry if you know how to do it properly. So I did loads of different courses, loads of different treatments, built on my business, and now I'm wanting to kind of go into teaching other people how to do that, so how to run it as a business, because there's so many girls that are in my industry that are amazing what they do, their talent is there, their skill is there, but actually running it as a business is a completely different thing. So this is my next step of teaching people how to run it as a proper business.
Okay, and what got you to this point? Like, what drove you to building your current empire and your business?
I think the turning point for me is when I realised how much money you can actually earn if you take it seriously. I think lots of things that I've done in my life up to this point have kind of led me to maybe everything connecting. I've done PR, I've worked for a training company in the past, I've worked in sales, I've done a bit of social media and branding, so I almost feel like then when all of that kind of experience came together with me learning a skill or learning multiple skills, that's kind of come to a point where I've brought them all together, and because of the experience of what I've had in previous careers and industries, that's led me to be able to run it as a proper business. So when I actually just trained in my industry, all the previous experience then created a business as opposed to me just learning a new skill. So I lived in Dubai for 5 years, and when I moved back I was 4 months pregnant and I had no job. And no way to really make money because I was pregnant, so no one would employ me. I was working in a different country. It almost didn't exist. Like, when I came back, everything was a fresh start. Like, you know, I couldn't even stupid things like with the car insurance, I couldn't have a no claims bonus. You know, I was almost like invisible. So to actually get a job was impossible anyway. And then to be pregnant, and it was kind of like everything had kind of gone. I kind of lost everything. So I decided to do microblading. I knew someone that I used to know in Dubai. She came back, similar situation. She came back, she had a baby. She started doing microblading. She seemed to be doing quite well. So I thought, I'll just do that. So I found the cheapest course that was literally running. I think it was running the next week or 2 weeks. I was like, that's the cheapest one. It's the soonest one. I'll do it. And I only had £2,000, and this course was £2,000. I actually begged my mum, she'll probably not like me telling you this, but I begged her to put it through her business so that she could claim the tax back, so that I could actually then pay to stay there as well, because I was 6 months pregnant at this point. So that £2,000 covered everything, literally covered the course. I had to literally have like this budget of course, food, hotel, and it was literally £2,000, that was it, there was nothing left. So then the first day of the course, I was really late and I had to sprint to get this train, because I thought, if I don't get the train and I miss this train, that's it. I've got no, I literally didn't have even £5. Like, I had no extra cash to get another train. So it was like, I'm about to literally ruin all of this. So ran to the train, thought I was going to die when I got on there, because I was just, don't ever remember when you're 6 months pregnant. Did the course. And I can remember at the end of the course, I didn't have enough money to walk back, to get a taxi back. So I walked all the way from Islington to King's Cross, which isn't that far, but obviously I was 6 months pregnant. But I remember feeling on the way back from that course, on that walk, this is it, my life's going to change. But I didn't think it was going to change to the extent that it has. Like, I thought it was going to change to the point that I'd have some money. I'd be able to, like, pay for stuff. I would never be in this kind of situation again. But then literally it just took off. Like, I decided I wasn't going to actually really work until I had the baby, but it ended up being that I then worked up to the week before I had her, and I was back 3 weeks later. Wow. It was just so busy. So yeah, changed my life completely.
And you didn't foresee that you were going to build an empire, but actually talk us through how your business has grown from just microblading to the point at which it is today.
So then I think I really enjoyed the social media side. I didn't have an Instagram or a Facebook for probably about 6 months, and then decided actually that was kind of the next step for me for advertising. And then when I started to do that, and because I'd kind of done that for brands previously in Dubai, I used my experience of what I did in Dubai, and it almost became, for me, almost like as important as the skill, and it became a bit of an obsession. You know, I was kind of making it look nice and getting interaction and getting people interested in this other side of my business, which was the advertising side of it. So I think it became a bit of an obsession, but actually then grew and grew. So that made me realise that's just as important as having your skill, is to kind of being able to showcase your skill. And that's when it started to get bigger. I then started to do other treatments, but actually it was lockdown where my following kind of really, really took off.
And what was it that that enabled that to happen?
So during lockdown, I really focused, because I couldn't actually do my job, I really focused on working in my business rather than on my business, working on my business rather than in my business. And I started looking at different strategies of how to grow an audience, and realised that actually the simplest way to be big on social media is to be social and start talking to people. And I can remember one day saying to myself, instead of just thinking something, I'm going to actually do something about it. So if I like a picture, I'm not just going to like it, I'm going to tell them why I like it. I'm going to tell, girls that they look great. I'm going to ask them where they get things from. I'm going to tell them that their picture's amazing. I'm going to tell them that they look really good. And once I started doing that in quite a big way, because obviously it was lockdown, there's not a lot else going on, my social media following like massively expanded, and I started to kind of build this community on social media, especially Instagram, of people that also wanted to do the same, and also weren't shy in making people feel good on social media. They're happy to do it back. I built this almost like this community of girls where we just now like have each other's backs. We're there for each other. We're hyping each other up more so than people than we actually know.
And so all of this experience has led you to what you're about to do in terms of helping others to build their empires. Talk to us about the masterclass, why you're doing it, what it is, and why somebody should attend.
So I had this idea probably about 2 years ago where I kept seeing girls so good at what they do, but just a shame that they're not really pushing it, or they're not really seen, or they're not showcasing their work, how they could do. And I just kept thinking, I'd love to, not that I'm the be all and end all and I know everything, I absolutely don't, but just support them and maybe have that support that I didn't have when I was starting. So for me, it was like, I want to, first of all, help them, but then I realised, the actual business side of your business is huge, and there's no one to tell you what to do. There's no one to tell you how to register your business or how to deal with tax or how to do all these things that are actually quite scary. So then I came up with this idea that, I could put together a package where I am helping people to do the other side of their business. When I got advice with that, it was, the advice was that I was kind of missing a step. So I needed to train people to do the skill and then move on to the business. So I spent like the last 18 months building on that side of my business of training people in having a skill, and it's now led to this masterclass of basically everything I've worked towards the past 2 years is this final day of me now doing what the original plan was and helping people either start their business or push their business forward.
And this is what you're passionate about, right? So you love the other things, but this really is
is literally like what makes me feel alive. Like, I just literally love being able, not just helping people, but like when someone's got a passion, taking that passion and actually turning it into something that can change their life, like not just a passion but an income and something that will give them the life of their dreams, all because I think, you know, if we all just have one person that believes in us, then that's like, you know, that can change your life.
And so what can people expect on the day? So who should go and what can people expect?
So the main point for this, I think, is that it's for any industry. A lot of people have been thinking that it's only for people in my industry. It's not. Originally it was going to be, but I've realised that most of my inspiration and creativity comes from different industries. And I don't feel like, even though there are loads of girls in the industry and they will support each other, I don't feel like it needs to be a sole industry thing. Because I think as long as you're a woman in business and you want to progress your business, the fundamentals are the same regardless of what you do, whether you're an interior designer, an accountant, a beautician, a cleaner, anything. The fundamentals of wanting to push a business forward are the same. So it's for any women in any business. And it's whether you're just starting out or you're at a point where you just really need some support and help and you don't know how to get to the next level. So you could be not booked enough in whatever your service is. You could be completely overwhelmed and not have a work-life balance. You could literally just have trained in something and you don't even know where to begin. Or you could be 10 years in and you're just now thinking, I need to completely restructure, or I just need a support of people around me that can actually take whatever the next level is, can actually help you get there.
You've got some coaches involved on the day. Yeah. So talk a bit about why they're there, who they are,
okay,
and what people will get out of that.
So I've got two coaches that specifically have helped me in my journey. And it's a mix of life coaching and business coaching. Their background is so wide, with brands like Nando's, Starbucks. I've also got my business partner who's more behind the scenes, but I feel like she needs to be mentioned because her credentials are amazing as well. Like, she's been very high up in like Gucci, Burberry and retail brands for many, many years. And I feel like I have a connection with all of us. We have so much to offer and so many different industry experience that I think anyone that comes to the masterclass, depending on, you know, it doesn't matter what industry you're in, we all kind of cover that. So it's going to be structured that you get a session with us all, and it's going to be focused on, I'm going to be focusing more on like your branding, marketing, social media, getting to know you, getting to know your brand and exactly like the kind of client that you want and how to attract them, how to retain them. And then it's going to be a business session where we're looking at what your goals are, how we can get to them, actually putting a plan in place to create that vision for you. So it's not just a plan. You know your steps. As soon as you leave that day, you've got the steps for the next following weeks, following months to actually implement that. And then it's a coaching session for work-life balance. So you might have an amazing business, but you might be feeling like you're overwhelmed at home, or you can't manage everything, or you're having to kind of not have every area of your life fulfilled. So it's then moving on to kind of making sure that you've got that work-life balance. And then I've got a speaker, which is a girl that has come to me for as a client actually, but she has got an amazing, inspiring story about how her life has changed in such a short time, and just by really kind of getting her mindset right and really like wanting to go out and achieve her goals. So she's going to be telling you exactly how she did that.
So the venue, I hear, is amazing. Tell me where it is and what's so good about the venue. Why did you
choose
it?
So I chose Birch because it's literally where I feel where entrepreneurs kind of go to create their dreams. It's the most beautiful venue. It's a place where they love creatives, entrepreneurs, people with kind of vision, and anyone really that wants to kind of do something slightly out of the box. They just really kind of help you get to a level that I think that nowhere else does. It's an old manor house which has been completely stripped back. It's beautiful. They have this amazing work hub where those people from different industries kind of come and work together. And it's very fitting, I think, with everything I'm trying to build. They are just completely on the same page as me, and it's stunning. I literally love being there.
And I think most people, when they were starting out, they would probably just choose a meeting room somewhere. Why is it so important that the environment is right?
I think, yeah, I could have done it anywhere, but I feel like with everything I do, every part of my business has to be something that I love, somewhere I love being, somewhere that kind of evokes an emotion in me, because otherwise what's the point in doing it? Like, it's just, you know, we can all do the bog standard boring basic things, but that doesn't create the life of your dreams. That just creates a life that anyone can have. And this isn't what this is about. This is about being the next level and doing exactly what you want to do, being exactly where you want to be, who you want to be with, doing a job you love. You don't get that from a normal conference room. You know, this had to be a venue for me that almost fitted with all of those, you know, all of that, that all of those categories. And Birch for me almost it's even more than that.
And it doesn't stop at the event. If people want to continue with content and support afterwards, what does that look like?
So I've created an online community for after the event, where I want it to be that this day isn't just a one-off day. This is the beginning of a journey. So after the event, you get added into this online community, and I want to do different lives each week. I want people to kind of be asking questions, and then each week we'll create a subject that we will cover. So if everyone's kind of struggling with something throughout that week, send questions in, we'll do a live, we'll get different people in on those lives. So, you know, one week we might get someone in to talk about tax and accounting, I'll get a specialist in that area. Another week it might be legal, another week it'll be photo editing, so that you literally continuously are building on what you've done on that day, and you're kind of covering everything all the time. And then with that community, you will be able to support each other, so you'll be able to follow each other's journey, become a bit accountable for each other, answer each other's questions, and hopefully with the mix of industries, you may even be able to swap services, support each other, and almost find what you need within that community. So if you needed a videographer, for instance, there could potentially be someone in there. If you needed hair and makeup for something, there's someone in there. So you almost, I want to build this community where we all kind of help each other from that day on.
And if you could describe the event in one or two sentences, how would you describe it?
I would describe it as an empire building masterclass to create the life that you've always dreamed of.
And if you could give anybody starting out a business or anyone struggling in their business one bit of advice on this podcast for people who can't come for the day,
yeah,
what would that be?
What people starting out, I think it's a lot easier to do things than you think it is. I think actually it's sometimes easier to do things and not do things. The amount of energy you put into thinking about an idea and wanting to do something, if you just put that same energy, probably not even as much energy, into just doing it, then you start to realise that things are actually a lot more possible than you ever realised. And just try it. Like, there's so many things that I've tried that haven't worked, and I don't care. Like, I've tried it. It doesn't matter if people think that they're ridiculous or they're stupid or that I'm silly for doing it. I would rather look back and say I've tried it and it didn't work than I wish I tried it. I think the main thing is that the actual price for what you get is very, very reasonable. We're going to make sure that the content is just, the day is going to be so full to the point that actually I'm worried a bit more so about actually fitting it all in, because the amount of content that's going into this and the people that kind of want to be involved that aren't just there just for the day, they're there because they want to actually, like me, support people in their dreams. The actual price for what you get is so reasonable. Like, the amount that you'll walk away from and continue to have from that price, it's an absolute steal.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's so many masterclasses and training programs out there that are probably quadruple this price.
Yeah, and probably don't really care. I think that's the difference. Like, everyone involved really cares and really wants to kind of make a difference. And it's really about women empowering women and being there for each other and supporting each other. you don't really get that with a lot of courses. It's very much you come for your day and then you leave. And that's definitely not what this is. It's the opposite.
So if you're feeling inspired and you'd like to join us on the day, go to www.charlottelepore.com. Scroll all the way to the bottom of the page and you'll be able to book. We're looking forward to seeing you there.